Hello everyone, I'm Robert Reddin from the Content Marketing Guru, and today I'm asking the question, why do so many content marketing campaigns fail? Content marketing has been around since the early 1890s. It thrived in the heyday of radio and is still thriving today. In fact, the opportunities for a successful content marketing campaign have never been better. That makes it difficult to understand why so many of these campaigns don't succeed. But fail, they often do. Two potential linked causes stand out from all the other reasons for failure, and I will discuss them in this recording. For that, we will need an example, a fictitious company and a fictitious product. Let's say you are in the marketing department of a company that sells a range of products designed to appeal to a certain market. Let's say it's a range of premium speciality alcoholic fruit juices aimed at young females in the USA and Canada, and which is sold through a selected range of outlets in major towns and cities. You will not have to be in your company's marketing department for very long before you hear the CEO ask, "Where are we with our Facebook campaign?" Your attention is drawn to an article the CEO read in an influential business journal saying, "Facebook marketing is where you should be." Just in case you didn't know, the CEO reminds you that Facebook has as many registered users as there are people in India. To emphasise the point, he tells you that is 1/6 of the world's population. And he ends with a command to quickly get the company on Facebook. Of course, it needn't be Facebook. It could be Twitter or Pinterest or any other social media site. But I will continue using Facebook as the example in this recording. So the CEO has ordered you to focus on Facebook, and you are beavering away writing posts, creating polls, embedding videos, and trying to get as many likes as you possibly can. Very soon, you start to see discreet requests asking you to boost the popularity of your post by paying a fee to the social media site. Well, you've got the budget and the boss has decreed that you should do it, so you start paying to promote your posts. Meanwhile, marketing forecasts are being prepared based on an assumed conversion rate of a small part of the huge number of subscribers. And mighty impressive the predicted results look, at least on the CEO's spreadsheet. A few weeks later, you are asked to explain why the Facebook content marketing campaign was not producing the expected results. So let's analyse why your content marketing campaign failed. Your company sells a range of premium speciality alcoholic fruit juices, which we've already said is aimed at young females in the USA and Canada, and which is sold through selected outlets in major towns and cities. That means men are not going to be consumers of your product, so straight away half of your marketing efforts have been to the wrong market. Then you've got to exclude all those users who are too young to buy your products. That's another big chunk gone. Exclude all those whose culture forbids the consumption of alcohol. You must also exclude all those users who don't live in the countries where your product is available. And you must exclude all those users who, although in the USA and Canada, do not live in a major town or city. So what are you left with? Well, your starting point was a market roughly equal to the population of India. After stripping away all the potential suspects who cannot be your customer, you are left with two things. One, a much smaller potential market, and two, a description of your ideal customer. She is an affluent, urban female. You know these things from the products you sell. They are targeted at females old enough to purchase alcoholic beverages. She can afford to buy premium priced products. She lives in a major town or city in the USA and Canada. Because she is affluent, that means she's in a well-paid job. She is likely to be a professional lady or in a reasonably senior managerial role or may even be a business owner. You can place her age range quite accurately, and that, in addition to her career status, would suggest she is either single or does not yet have dependent children. Had you started with the persona you've just made of your ideal customer, instead of diving into Facebook, which of the 40 or more possible distribution channels would be the most appropriate to use? Well, based on the example we've been developing in this recording, it would be channels that are frequented by your target market. The online places you are likely to meet her are Pinterest, which has a large user base of affluent females in your target age group and target countries. LinkedIn, because it is a social media site frequented by professional and managerial people. Many people in your target market will be members of this site. Visit it regularly. SlideShare, for two reasons. Firstly, it's owned by LinkedIn, and secondly, because it is predominantly used by professional and managerial people. You are less likely to meet her in the place to which your CEO directed all your efforts. But don't forget the offline channels, such as special interest magazines. Why then do so many content marketing campaigns fail? Well, content marketing is a hot topic. Every day, it seems, somebody launches the latest must-have system that does it all for you on autopilot. Like the CEO in our example, the starting point for your campaign in these systems is the distribution channel. Where such systems and so many content marketing campaigns fails is that they do not know who their ideal customer is and where he or she currently goes to get their content. So they start the campaign in the wrong place. Knowing who your customer is and where they get their information from will inform your choice of distribution channel. Furthermore, your content marketing campaign is much more likely to be successful. I'm Robert Reddin. I teach content marketing from novice to expert content creator from my membership website, www.thecontentmarketing.guru. Become a member today and step ahead of the competition. Thanks for listening.